connected. You there? Yeah, we're good. Cool. All right, people, it's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point. Congressionally nominated and appointed, come out of there as a naval officer. I was up for promotion to Lieutenant Commander in the United States Navy in the reserves in a special program that I was interred into upon graduation in the United States Merchant Marine Ready Reserve Program, where we work in the United States Merchant Marine in the maritime industry. We do reserve duty, and then in the event of a war or major conflict, we are called up. Our commission is activated, and we are on duty on site where we are needed, and we also act as the passive eyes and ears as a trained military naval officer working in the maritime industry, so that if we do see anything, we can bring it to the attention of minimally Congress, if not also the executive branch, and of course seek redress and correction in the courts. And it's one reason why we've been given an unparalleled access to the courts, which has changed dramatically in the last 10 to 15, maybe 20 years. It's been going on for some time, but they use the Coast Guard as a stopgap, as a risk manager for anyone filing any kind of a Jones Act complaint or anyone under their shipping articles trying to enforce their federal contracts, their employment contracts. The union, at least in my own situation, and I would have to say the master mates and pilots to an extent as well, but I would say the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association more so. You know, go watch the movie On the Waterfront. It's owned and controlled and run or heavily infiltrated and influenced by organized crime. And the federal government could care less. Rather than correct it and have these unions do their job, certain people with mostly foreign and, of course, royal interests are using this and many other things to take down the United States from within. We'll be right back. www.republicpodcast.org. Check out the fun drive on the website.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Yeah, I'd ask you to go check out the video that our website and eGuru put up there for me. It's from Freedom Law School, a short, abbreviated speech that I gave there about just some of the issues that I speak about and have spoken about. So like I was watching some of the, or watching the video, I haven't watched in a while. And it's just amazing the amount of information. Looking back at it, and I guess maybe I'm getting old, refreshing my memory on much of the stuff that I had been pouring out and pouring into my own mind from reading books like Naomi Klein's The Shock Doctrine and others. And even, you know, books like the one by Akhil Reed Amar or Amir, A-M-I-R, on the Constitution. I think it was a biography of the Constitution, or I mentioned in the video. But go watch the video. It's up in the banner right now, and then I'm not sure if it'll be up the majority this week or not, but you can go down into the sections below, and it's posted there in the video section or whatever, a couple down after Robert Welch's speech, which I haven't had a chance to listen to. But we've got people out there warning and informing and trying to tell you what's going on and where it's coming from. And even now, one of our loyal listeners, I guess I could use her first name, Barbara, hats off to you. And I'm not going to use last name or anything, so hopefully that is anonymous enough, sent me an email, well, actually a couple, but one was about how Germany is people are waking up in Europe, and they're realizing that a lot of this is coming from Germany, as I've been saying for years now. And the only reason I come to that conclusion is the people that I've been exposed to and that have come after me, who have a predominant British, Anglo-Saxon, Germanic background or pedigree to them, like Admiral Allen, who's married to Pamela Hess the Third. And I'm sorry, you don't keep your maiden name Hess. And a woman normally, usually here in the United States, is not the third as a woman, unless you're coming from some really blue blood pedigree. It's not your normal, you know. You see it more on the male side, and I'm not knocking it. I'm not saying anything against it. I'm acknowledging or making note that, you know, these are some of the little red flags that when you see this kind of stuff, that's like, that's odd. Pamela Hess the third. So there's been a Pamela Hess the second and a Pamela Hess the first, which is more in line with, you know, blue blood and certain pedigree lineage and how they view themselves or see themselves. And my father named my older brother William Paul Shine. So it is senior and junior. And he even had on there William Paul Shine the second, I think, here and there when he was younger. But you see that more normally, especially when, you know, on the male side here in the United States, if there's a junior and a senior and the same name is taken. And why I note this as well is because there's been a number of these individuals with this, like Archie Morgan the fourth. I've said in the speech that it was Archie Morgan the third, and I stand corrected on that. And I also stand corrected on, I mentioned on James Corbett, the Corbett Report, that they had, that President George W. Bush had gone out to my academy. He did go to the academy. And I think that there were some not so altruistic reasons why he went. But I thought one of the reasons was to republish the Kings Point 2011 log, which is the United States Merchant Marine Academy Alumni Association and Foundation. It's a log, it's a hardbound book about an inch and a half, inch and a quarter thick, and it basically has all the names. It's a directory of all the Kings Point graduates, and a lot of them are on disk. And under mine, it has who and what I have been for the last, you know, going on a decade or more, 12 years. The Coast Guard brought charges against me in 2003, as it moved from the Department of Transportation into Homeland Security. They used what is known as the Administrative Procedure Act, federal, which is supposed to be for the Coast Guard's own personnel for internal remedial administrative due process proceedings. And it's supposed to be literally for its own personnel, and now they're using it for other personnel. And this was when the Coast Guard was, you know, a civil service, and that's why it was allowed to use the Administrative Procedure Act, and that's why it was under Title 14, out separate and apart from the Department of Defense. But now it's saying it's a branch of military in Homeland Security. It is involved in the TSA, Admiral Loy, Admiral Allen, Admiral Collins, FEMA, Brownie, to where even Coast Guard Commandant is now a cabinet member, staff member to the president, where the president, without going through the Secretary of Defense and that whole, you know, system and infrastructure in DOD, has at his beck and call in Homeland Security a special branch of military that can administer and make civilian law through adjudications, through tribunals, through court proceedings, like they've done with me. And I've been out there trying to tell people about Warner Defense Authorization Bill, Military Commissions Act, NDAA, and more, that NDAA is far worse than the Military Commissions Act, because now it's to the point where they don't, you know, even habeas corpus is suspended, and it's been a direct attack upon the Constitution and the rule of law, and you have to or question yourself, who would do that? Why would they do that? Now, even going back to Adams and why he would come out with the Alien and Seditions Act, or Acts, It's because they're representing foreign and mostly royal interests. One of the individuals who wrote a letter in these proceedings against me was a director of engineering at Military Sealift Command, a man named Claudio Azzaro, who is a, I think he's GS 15 or 14 or something like that, but he was my direct supervisor or the director of engineering for MSC, but he's Italian born. He's not an American, you know, he made his way here, but the very same thing, like in the Ninth Circuit, where I'm now stuck and have been for the last, I'd say, 10 years, they're just playing roundy round with me and not even listening to anything I have to say, or, you know, I might as well go to court and try to get my name changed to Kafka. But Alex Kaczynski is the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit now, and he was booted. He's Romanian. He's from Romania. That's like Michael Chertoff, dual citizen, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Austrian citizen. And you start to look at all this and you realize that they've done, just like they did in Russia and in other places, this former Soviet Union, they infiltrated, they sent in these internationalist globalists from around the world, and they've infiltrated. This is not just the presidency, it's not just the executive branch and executive agencies and departments, and, you know, to all those out there that are doing their job and obeying the rule of law and the Constitution and more, my hats are off to you. To all those who are out there using things like the Administrative Procedure Act to circumvent the Constitution and due process, federal rules of evidence, federal rules of civil procedure, federal rules of minimally criminal procedure, because the Coast Guard is a police agency, minimally, saying it's a military police agency now, they're getting away with murder. I mean, to the point where they have come after me, tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh, tried to say that evil spirits possess me at times, just lied in the record, and I have no legal recourse against a branch of military that I'm not in. So if they can do this to me as a naval officer, not in the Coast Guard, they're saying that I'm a civilian and using Coast Guard military JAG counsel to do this, what do you think they can do to you? And I'm not saying that I'm special or elevated in any way, but I, you know, did get into a federal and military service academy, competitive appointment. I'm not stupid. I'm well educated. Went to parochial schools and more. So if they can do this to someone like myself, who has access and some ability to defend themselves, what do you think they can do to the rest of us out there? And they're gearing up for it. Somebody sent me an email on the exercise that were just held in LA, but we'll be right back and we'll go to Paul.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We'll go to, we actually have two callers from Idaho. How fortuitous. I guess Idaho's well represented on the show. Let's go to Barrett first in Idaho. He's calling, I guess, about the voting system in Ron Paul. Barrett.
Yeah, how's it going?
How's it going? Mike? Not bad.
I mean, yeah. Okay, they
all things considered, I guess, could be worse, could be a hell of a lot better.
Well, we all know that, you know, everybody but Ron Paul could just be sewed together and put into one person. You know, they're all globalists.
Well, but you know,
let
me throw out a couple things, and I'm not. I think Ron Paul is a better candidate than a lot of others, because and just from one position in and of itself, which is. I would say it not anti-war, it's pro-defense, but to the point of where, you know, he wants to cut back on the military, put it on a more defensive posture, not offensive. I'd almost have to say it's anti-war to an extent, or at least anti-unconstitutional or illegal wars. You know, we haven't had a declared. But with that said, Ron Paul wants to privatize a lot of things that I don't agree with. But I still think that as far as honesty, his character, you can trash the way he presents himself or not or whatever. I think he's head over heels above all the other Republican candidates. With that said, I think the majority of Republican candidates are there to keep the best Republican candidate, you know, like they used to joke about Bill Clinton, tongue-in-cheek, being the best Republican president we've ever had. I think that Barack Obama has bested him on that, and he's probably the best Republican. You know, he's a corporatist. He's a, I'd go as far as saying a fascist, whether it be the warmongering type that is into using collectivism to profit the war-making machinery, or the benevolent or beneficial side in social or other services at the federal, national level. He's still a centrist and a collectivist. With that said, go ahead and go into what you were saying about the voting in Ron Paul.
Well, yeah, okay. You know, they say there's voter fraud, and that puts it on us. I remember Obama making part of a speech about voter fraud, but he never defines whether it's on the governmental side or, you know, the counter side.
Well, he's not specific.
The ones who vote. Never defines any of that. And my other question is, why do we have to vote for
Barrett, you know that a lot of what they do is they blame the victim. voter fraud, I mean, it's like Diebold, ES&S. I mean, you start going into, like, the black box voting, and there's a grandma, I think, from, I don't, is she from Idaho or Illinois, or you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't think of her name offhand, but she had started a lot of this stuff in her own home state about the black box voting and had really gone and done a wonderful job in getting the information out and making it clear and trying to route or out.
Are you talking about a congresswoman?
No. It was just I think she was a grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Black box voting, and I think it was called.
Well, anyway, people need to understand we hold more clout than they do.
If
we find out the statutes and fight it at the lower courts and you know, make jurors understand their individual rights, they don't believe in the law, you know, and juror says no, it's no.
You know jury nullification, right?
Jury nullification. It's a crime in this country. And it messed my life up because I could not nullify the jury. I was warned. My attorney, he couldn't nullify. I feel like the judge is guilty and he can be sued.
But, good luck. I mean, you know that basically judges have sovereign immunity. And now they've stretched that concept not just to the administrative law judges, and this was in federal district court in my own situation, where Carol Lamb, she was one of the 8 or 9 U.S. attorneys that was fired by Bush to give her cover so she could go work for Qualcomm. She filed and was seeking and extended sovereign immunity to administrative law judges or hearing officers who are not part of the federal judiciary. They are part of the executive branch. They're calling them Article I courts. It's all over the map with this Administrative Procedure Act and all this other stuff. But they're granting immunity, and you can see this with the CIA. You can see this with even Blackwater or Z that they're calling themselves now.
Z.
Federal contractors.
X-Z.
Yeah, Z.
X-Z.
Or whatever.
X-Z.
Yeah.
Let me one last question because I know there's another caller.
Yeah.
Agenda 21, 21st century, which is now the total loss of, can't they just claim that and just say, heck with you, no matter what kind of statutes you know and what kind of knowledge you know, what kind of glory
you can be for. Look what they've done with me. They've declared me to be medically, mentally incompetent so that
they can.
That's
what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Them putting me in a nut house.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, peace, guy. Let me go to another call. We'll be right back after this. We'll go to Willis when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of good things have come out of England and Europe. Our founding fathers would be one subset, even with all their faults and all the things that they were born into, that they tried to correct to the point that they declared independence. And, you know, people don't realize, like, what they did to Thomas Paine. They put a death warrant out on Paine because of his writings. So, you know, you can see that the very same people like J.P. Morgan, who's involved in our own Civil War and inciting it, funding both sides, profiting from both sides, you know, backed by his father, who was an English banker, who was backed by the Crown. Archie Morgan IV is his heir apparent, who's directly involved in my own situation. So I've seen the whites of their eyes, or the yellow, I guess, from the jaundiced bile that's floating in their bloodstreams. These guys are just, I mean, they're just evil. They're not constructive. They're not productive. They're not. They just believe in destruction. I mean, they're wicked. I don't know what else to call them. And, you know, this is not about even this thing about a new world government and one world order and new world order and whatever. They've done this, I don't know how many times in the past, and every time they do it to basically bankrupt all the countries, fleece them all, fleece the people, put them into some kind of, you know, just like even after World War II, where we were the supposed victors, and we got burdened with a very heavy tax burden after World War II, even though we won, supposedly. And they created and converted and corrupted the, they worked to shut down tariffs and create the income tax, where 100% of our government had been run off of tariffs for the largest portion of the existence of our government up into the 1920s and 30s. And then it's fallen off down to now, where the large burden is not even equally shared upon by the American people. It's, a greater burden is put upon the middle and or upper middle and lower classes. And we do have a class system here, believe it or not, and we're not supposed to. Let me go to Willis, our other caller from Idaho, and I think he was calling about the video on the website. Willis.
Yeah. Hey, Eric. I love the crack on the yellows of their eyes. That was beautiful. But
well, they have bad teeth too.
I'm sure of it. Yeah, that cannibalism, you know.
No, they're just because they're British. A lot of these, I don't know if you've seen what's going on in Europe and been following it, but Greece is being taken over administratively, fiscally, financially, and the push is coming from Germany.
You know, this whole thing, I got a few theories on it, but it really is just history repeating itself over and over and over again. And that's not why I'm calling, though. Actually, I have an idea about what the whole thing is all about. I wonder if they're not just terraforming the whole Earth with us on it. You look at all that.
You mean like the latest War of the Worlds picture with Tom Cruise or even Independence Day?
I haven't even seen those, but, well, I mean, I saw the old one, but you look at all the chemicals and just you put the whole thing together and you look at it and add cybernetics in there. You know, if they change our whole atmosphere and everything about us, then we're going to need these cybernetic implants to live, you know, to be able to deal with the radiation, the pollution, all the garbage that they've got. Well, but anyway, I was watching your video on the website there, and I was listening to your voice there, and there's a disconnect. What happened to your voice, man?
The stress of all that's gone on with Homeland Security and the Coast Guard coming after me. I need surgery and can't afford it and can't afford the downtime. I'm barely hanging in there as it is right now, and I'm doing pretty badly all the way around. And people don't realize, and you can beat up someone psychologically, you know, trying to tie him to Timothy McVeigh, which is total BS. It doesn't matter because they've done it, and it's very injurious to myself or anyone else that, you know, prides themselves on their integrity and on their, you know, personal character, whatever. I went to a military academy, congressionally appointed, naval officer, Eagle Scout, all kinds of other stuff. And that bothers me, and that they can do this and get away with it and no repercussions, and even issue a branch of military that I'm not in issued warrants and subpoenas to itself to get my personal and medical records. And then since there wasn't anything in there, they actually went and falsified the medical records so that they said that evil spirits possessed me at times. And I've never said that. When you're being hunted by a branch of military that you're not in, and they've kept you in a legal proceeding since minimally 2003, and they've been investigating you since 2000 for 12 years, I'm now before the Ninth Circuit. I finally just now escaped these executive Article 1, Article 2, whatever they are. They're executive branch proceedings where they've tortured me, you know, psychologically, physically. I mean, they kept forcing me to defend myself in court and even forced me to be my own counsel. I filed a motion to the Ninth Circuit, and that's on the up on the website. You can look at that too if you're so inclined or get a chance. It's down at the bottom. It's about HR 1867 and the NDAA and all this other stuff. They've held me in detention. They've stripped me of my naval commission, my engineering license, my engineering degree, et cetera, et cetera, and forced me to defend myself in these kangaroo courts where hearsay within hearsay can be used against me to convict me of whatever they want to charge me with.
Well, what I can tell you is it's a terrible story. It's harder than hell. But my parents and I have gone through I don't know if you would say similar, but we've been fighting the IRS. The IRS came into my parents' house. Okay, you know your parents. Your parents are good people, bad people, whatever. You know them.
Right.
I know my parents, and I know they didn't cheat. I know they didn't lie. I know they didn't do anything that the IRS accused them of. Didn't
right.
matter. Came in, took my dad's guns, took their video camera, took anything that they saw that was worthwhile, swept out their bank accounts. That was my brother's and sister's college funds. You know, so, and that battle went on for about 9 years, and then my mom just died because of the stress. So I do know what you're talking about. Your case is a little bit different, but it doesn't even matter because it doesn't matter whether you're in the military or if you're just a regular Joe,
right.
If they put their sights on you, and they have on me, and I, you know, I went through some things, and I guess I beat them by making them leave me alone.
But that's why the But that's why the federal government isn't supposed to be involved in an individual's life like this unless the Bill of Rights are applied.
Right. Well, it's ridiculous, and there's no win in it, I don't think.
No, you can't. How can you escape? You can't, like, you know, what do you do? Decide to leave your own country, flee your own country?
We looked at it. Yeah, we definitely looked at that. Do you think your radio show has helped your case at all, getting the publicity out?
They actually filed in these proceedings about RBN. They even had my took a picture of my website, and that was filed as evidence in the proceedings. They even declared that, oh, we're not trying to stop Mr. Shine from making speeches. Hint, yes, we are. Or to live in America. We just don't think it's safe for him to have a professional marine engineering license. Even though I haven't done anything wrong, they're supposed to charge me with an act of professional incompetence. And that's if the Coast Guard were still a civil service, a police agency. They shouldn't really even be doing this even as a police agency. But now they're saying they're a branch of military in Homeland Security. So they've got a branch of military issuing civilian licenses, a branch of military that's documenting commercial and private vessels.
You know, I can't help but wonder if they are looking at this, your whole case and this whole situation, and saying, you know, they didn't know what they were biting off when they bit into you. Is you were supposed to have gone away and ran under a rock a long time ago, but you didn't. And you're still here, and you're still fighting the fight. Now, yeah, they'll probably wear you down and whatnot, but still, look at what you've done with... I don't think they were ready for what you've done. And so that you're to be commended for that. You're still putting up the fight. You're doing the best you can. I was an Eagle Scout, too. I believed in honor, and honor, there's no honor. There's no honor in the world.
No, but there isn't, because we allow stuff like this to go on. Like Compion and Ramos, they went after them. Two Border Patrol agents, and the only reason that they were able to escape is that their family circled the wagon around them and protected them. They got congressmen and senators, even people like Dana Rohrabacher, God forbid, stepped forward to help these guys.
Well, you
and
know,
Dana Rohrabacher's not a big, you know, he's out there for himself. He's been a congressman for God knows how long now. He supposedly was one of the speech writers for Reagan. That's how he got, you know, where he's at. But he's been a congressman here in Huntington Beach now for 20 going on 30 years, I think. And he's a big proponent of Boeing, you know, military federal contractors.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember George Hanson? Did you know anything about him? He was a congressman from Idaho.
Not offhand.
Well, he was a neighbor of mine. I used to mow his lawn. And he went toe-to-toe with the IRS, and they literally came and kidnapped him. He wrote a book called To Harass Our People, something close to that, Congressman George Hanson. And we all thought, you know, I was his neighbor, and we thought he was a little bit kooky, and what's he doing here? And we didn't know the whole story, but I followed up on it because he was making such outlandish claims. You know, he was saying that the IRS kidnapped him and chained him to a floor in a prison cell, naked. Anyway, they did end up killing him. I am convinced of it now. But, yeah, that's the way it works. People that stand up for it, yeah, we should circle the wagons, but they've got us so dumbed down and glued to the tube. What can you do? We're still trying.
Our government only works when we are the final oversight.
Absolutely. Eternal vigilance, but who's got it anymore? They don't have enough attention span to...
Well, people are waking up in droves because of things like the NDAA. I don't know how long have you listened to my program.
Oh, I've talked to you before.
No, but how many years have you been listening?
Well, I caught you a time or two when you were over on GCN, and then I saw you when you came over to Republic.
You've heard me for a while. You know that I've been complaining and talking about martial law.
Yeah.
Crossing the Rubicon. Those are the two websites that I've been talking about, the military encroachment of civil. I'm a naval officer. I went to a military academy. I don't have a problem. I'm not anti-defense. I'm not against our military. I'm not against the U.S. government. I'm against corruption, and there's a big difference.
Well, I'm against a standing military like it's been.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I believe in defense.
Yeah.
Not offense. I don't believe.
And when we go out and when you study the history and you see that we've manufactured all our best enemies from time immemorial, from China to Russia, neither one of those countries would be there if we hadn't made that happen. And it's all about making us have an enemy so that the Defense Department could be.
But you got to look at who's behind, and this goes to like ThyssenKrupp and Krupp family, who have been around since the 1500s. They're a weapons and armament manufacturer. They were involved with World War II. They were one of the families that Martin Bormann outsourced, took out of Germany, moved out into the world, got its corporate money, its family corporate name, its corporate interests, its patents, et cetera, and took it as a fingerling out of the empire of Germany, brought it out into the world, protected it, and now all of these are being called home. ThyssenKrupp is here with strong moves in the United States as a major power player, along with DHL, a German corporation, T-Mobile, a German corporation, Schwarzkopf Henkel, Henkel, another major German corporation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As you said when you first called in, it's history repeating itself, but people aren't paying attention that it's a lot of this is coming from Germany.
You know, and I've heard you say that before, and I've looked into a little bit of it, and I read Jim Mars's Rise of the Fourth Reich. I wonder if you've seen that. It's ZionCrimeFactory.com. Have you heard of that website?
No.
You ought to go check that out, ZionCrimeFactory.com. And there's, and I don't have an axe to grind. I really don't. I'm just looking, and I never have. I'm just looking for the truth. And there's an article on there called "The Jew World Order Is Upon Us." It's 52 pages or so of absolutely documented. There's some really good stuff in there that you should just look at and. You know, just bounce it around a little bit, a mental...
But you realize that it's crime families that are Anglo-Saxon, some are Jewish, some are Italian, some are Spanish. And they are the ones who, the blue bloods, who have arisen to these positions of quote-unquote royalty by beating up and killing other people and other families.
Well, might has always made right. That is the way of mankind. But like I say, it's worth a read. It's because I learned a lot. Did you know Lenin was Jewish? I didn't know that. The Kremlin just had to come out and admit it.
Yeah, but you understand that a lot of royalty has a little bit of, they're a little bit Jewish. They're also a little bit German. Well, a lot of them are actually, most of them have German blood in them. I mean, if you look at the Windsors, they're German.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They're also related to the Habsburgs. The Habsburgs, who started the European Economic Community that devolved into the European Union, are German.
So what is Bush, Prescott Bush, what's his lineage?
Bush is German,
yeah.
But Bush is related to Queen Elizabeth. So
yeah, well,
Bush and Obama are related. So is Cheney. So is Kerry. To say that it's not all in the family, that it's not royal, dynastic, families, whether they call themselves kings and queens or princes and princesses or not, they're acting like.
Or kings and captains. I've been hearing Jeb Bush is appearing, been hearing Poppy wants Jeb for president 2012.
God. then I guess, I guess that would be the end of the world.
If we let that happen, we deserve everything we get.
Well, but you realize that Obama
it doesn't matter.
Obama is related to Bush.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Peace, guy. We're going to break. We'll be right back. If you want to hang over, you can. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Yeah, Willis, you still there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention was, think about this, is a branch of military that I'm not in, that's saying that I'm a civilian, that has used military personnel of this branch, JAG Council and more, to forcibly diagnose me, to use a captain in the Coast Guard, Captain Arthur French, and you can think of Smith, Glaxo, Klein, French, this large corporate big pharma family that I'm sure he's connected to, just because of the other people that have been involved, to forcibly diagnose me and use military doctor or military technician to do so by observing me in a military tribunal where I'm an alleged civilian, to have me declared, by the way I defend myself in a situation that no one should be in, to say that I'm medically, mentally incompetent.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before. Did they try to forcefully medicate you?
Not yet.
Wow. Well, don't let them.
Well, that's, I mean, they tried in not the Coast Guard directly, but they tried to force me under the first administrative law judge. They wanted to force me into counseling or, you know, to see a psychiatrist or psychologist for a year and a half. And I'm like, I started asking questions like, well, how am I supposed to pay for this? Oh, that's it. And they wanted to do this all informally and off the record, of course. And I started asking questions rather than just simply agreeing to it. And they said, oh, forget it. Can't do it. No, you know, because I'm trying to watch out for myself. And it was clearly a setup.
Yeah.
And that very same administrative law judge, Parlinell McKenna, went to Sharp Hospital, got records without a proper Article 3 warrant or subpoena, where it was judicially noticed by a real court. And even though there was nothing there, these guys went as far as doctoring the records and falsifying them.
Well,
so
they pretty much opened the door. Yeah, they're doing that to you now, but they pretty much opened the door for everybody with the Military Tribunal Act.
Right. And they could, you know, because I think of that one movie with Dustin Hoffman, Outbreak or whatever, where there's some kind of pandemic, and then all of a sudden it's martial law, and they can treat you, they can diagnose you, they can stick you in a room, they can quarantine you, they can do whatever they want. And that was one of my things, like almost with the Ninth Ward and what happened in New Orleans, to where they could, they'd set their sights on a piece of property or land, and it's people are living there. And it doesn't matter if it's La Jolla, California, or the Ninth Ward in Louisiana, in New Orleans. They could come in and say, oh, sorry, everybody has to move out. There's been a pandemic. Clear the area. Nobody can go back in. Sorry, we're going to have to relocate you, or, you know, put you on planes and rendition you or whatever, and then come in and level the place and develop it.
And they're doing it every day on a smaller scale with eminent domain.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, I mean, our government has gone so far over the edge.
Absolutely.
And you can see it by
somebody on somebody's show the other day say that this is an insane asylum. The United States is an insane asylum, and I really had to say, you know, it really is.
That's like that book by Greg Palance, or no, what's his name?
Papist.
Say again?
Papist, is it?
Yeah, he wrote Armed Madhouse.
Oh, nope, I haven't read that one.
Greg Palance.
Oh, okay.
He does a lot of, like, Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman and some of the alternative, you know, and he's lived a long time over in England and other places. And, you know, he's put out some good work and stuff, but for the most part, even the side stream or alternative media, a lot of it has been co-opted or corrupted as well.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I was going to ask you, what does Jeb stand for anyway? Is that Jebediah Bush?
I think so, but I'm not sure. I'm sure if you Google it, you can find out, but I think that's what it is.
I don't care that much, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, if he gets in, and I mean, just look at the candidates that we have. It's abysmal.
There's only one choice. There's only one choice, and I don't think we're going to get it, but...
Well, you heard he bowed out in, I don't know if it was Florida or someplace because of the winner-take-all.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was just reported on. All right, guys, that's the end of the show. Peace. Thanks for calling in.
The next